Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Steve Suter from the Angus breed joining us in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test ride and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Ramp up your yields in corn, wheat, and soybeans with Ramp Soil and Foliar Supplement from Pike's Fertilizer. In field trials in soybeans, Ramp outperformed a leading micronutrient blend by up to 10 bushels per acre. Ramp can be tank mixed and applied with other sprays at almost any stage of plant growth. Chris Pike and his crew can customize a Ramp fertilizer blend for your particular needs. Check them out online at pikesfertilizer.com or at the Tulsa Farm Show in booth 2526. Be sure to ask them about their special discounts. Ramp up your yields with Ramp from Pike's Fertilizer.
Steve Suther is the Director for Industry Information for Certified Angus Beef, and he says that CAB has enjoyed a lot of success in recent years, and it's all about continuing to always look for that next new idea that'll help advance the gold standard of branded beef products, CAB.
Well, we're always looking for new ideas and new research that shows the dollar premium or the dollar advantage connected with aiming for this target. And the only reason why we've had 8 years in a row of continuing record sales is because there's more money in it for the producer, for the packer, for the restaurant, and the consumer gets more value. We're at a time in the cattle cycle where numbers have been going down for decades. We've got the smallest cow herd since the 50s. That's right about to turn around now, and there's an opportunity to do that with the higher quality genetics that we've got available through Angus. We've done some research with the University of Missouri looking at can you get too much of some kind of beef at these prices? And, well, it turns out that a lower quality beef, a low choice, or especially something like Select, at a certain price, it's much more susceptible to a substitute like pork or chicken. If you have a higher quality like certified Angus beef and prime, it's much less susceptible, and you can turn up the production of that level of beef and have much less impact on, you're not likely to flood the market, let's say.
Steve Suter told our own Leslie Smith at the recent National Farm Broadcasters meeting that one of the things that they have tried to teach consumers that you've got to look for the full name, Certified Angus Beef, or you may end up with a product that just has Angus in the name and it doesn't necessarily measure up.
93% of consumers recognized USDA choice. 92% of consumers recognized Certified Angus Beef. Any other Angus brand was down something less than 50%. More people recognize Certified Angus Beef brand than recognize USDA Prime. So we have great name recognition. The only danger with that is they might see part of that or just the word Angus and somebody said it was certified, etc. And there's 130 other Angus programs or more. You know, there's Angus dog food, but none of this is certified Angus beef. So you have to look for that three-word phrase, and more consumers are learning that that's the way to make sure it has that premium quality.
Steve Suter with CAB. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.